Well, come Thursday, the SARB is expected to hold the repo rate at 3.5%, with riots not seen to be sparking much of a move from that. Economists, however, will be paying close attention to the central bank's tone as policymakers around the world begin thinking about normalization. Joining me now to share her perspective is RMB's SA economist, Siobhan Redford. Thanks so much, Siobhan, for your time this evening. So, like I say, we've got all eyes on the SARB's MPC, with its interest rate decision being announced this week, and many analysts noting that the review will more so be a strong economic indicator, especially given the recent strife that we've seen on home ground. So where are your expectations sitting?
Well, we're sitting with the rest of the pack, very much calling for a hold. We have, you know, had a hold on our kind of in our cards for as long as up until the second half of next year, or anyway. So this hasn't changed our view for the near term at all, particularly what we've seen recently. That said, what is important is that, you know, what this level of destruction and potential loss of capacity could see a more dovish tone from the MPC. It could push out how they see the speed of tightening, and perhaps even see them just giving us a little bit more communication on their willingness to support the economy while we still need it.
It's interesting, Siobhan, that you talk about a dovish tone more so than a hawkish one, because, you know, we've had risks to the upside as far as inflation is concerned being highlighted too, and that driven by concerns over food and fuel supplies and then increased insurance premiums too.
Absolutely. Although, I mean, once again, we're in such a different world where we used to think of, you know, inflation being, upside inflation risk taking us to 6% inflation. You know, we're looking at a peak of 5.2%, having been the May print, and that for it to come down after that. So the level of inflation we're dealing with now is actually quite different to what it was, prior to 2017, where, you know, high inflation was 6% or above. Which does give the Reserve Bank more space to provide accommodation, even with expected increases.
So is a potential cut, Siobhan, completely off the table?
I find it difficult to believe that they would see space for a cut. There are a couple of reasons. Recent shocks to the economy so far are quite short and have been quite sharp. We have seen growth growing quite, you know, recovering so much faster than we expected. The first quarter GDP print was by far a big positive surprise, not only to private sector economists, but also to the SARB, which had expected a 2.7% quarter-on-quarter and seasonally adjusted print. So, 4.6% was not a small difference. I never want to say it's not on the table, but I do believe that they are going to see this as a short, sharp shock. They're going to see it as, one of the deputy governors put it, as something which perhaps slows down the recovery but doesn't derail it.
Well, we wait for Thursday to see outcomes there. Siobhan, thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. Siobhan Redford is with RMB.